You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And for low-lying countries, a huge economic challenge is climate change. Next week, the latest UN climate summit will take place in Bonn, Germany. President Trump announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Agreement back in June. So what do these talks mean for the U.S.? For more, we have our sustainability reporter, Jed Kim. Hi, Jed.
Hi, Lizzie.
All right, so what is so significant about this conference?
Well, it is and it isn't. It's not that significant when it comes to agenda. There's no Paris Agreement like there was 2 years ago. This one's more what they call a working conference to figure out how to carry out the specifics of that Paris deal. It is going to be more significant in tone because this is the first conference since President Trump announced plans to withdraw from the Paris Agreement. And we've also announced an end to the Clean Power Plan, which was important to keeping our emissions reductions targets. So I think we can expect to see some pointed language directed at Trump.
Well, so what will the American presence be like then? I mean, after these policies have sort of been put into place.
Yeah, well, we'll still have to send some officials to be part of negotiations. That's because we can't actually leave the agreement until 2020, and we'll still want to have U.S. interests represented at the talks. It does remain to be seen, though, whether there'll be any withering of American influence because of, you know, its decision. Last year's presidential election happened right as the talks in Marrakesh were happening. That was a big surprise, and the countries there, they kind of galvanized to fight climate change despite whatever the U.S. does.
Well, so the ongoing goal of all of this is to keep the planet's temperature increase below 2 degrees Celsius. You know, can they do that in with this sort of funky American position?
Right. You know, there are questions of whether the commitments that countries have agreed to are enough to even keep that from happening.
Hmm.
You know, for logistical reasons, this year's conference is in Germany, but it's technically being hosted by Fiji. And Fiji is an island nation in the Pacific, and this is the first time one of those nations is hosting. So one thing we can expect to see a lot of at the talks are a lot about the plight of small island nations in the face of climate change.
Well, you know, the theme of our show is where the economy meets real life. And for people in these small island nations, this is real life. This is an existential threat.
Right, yeah. Places like Fiji, increasing typhoon risk, more disease outbreaks, saltwater intruding, eating away at their farmland. But even Fiji isn't as bad off as some other nations. Now, I spoke with Gregory Stone. He's an oceanographer and also a science advisor to Kiribati, or as people there call it, Kiribati. That's been identified as the first nation that will disappear as a result of climate change. And notice I said will disappear. That's because all this effort to limit warming, Stone says it's too late for them.
That is their destiny, and there's no way to stop it. There's so much momentum in the climate system today that if we stopped burning all fossil fuels tomorrow and stopped adding to the load, these islands, these nations will still go underwater.
He says in 100 years, it'll be mostly submerged reefs, but even well before then, it'll be unlivable because water's just going to keep washing over the islands.
Well, so what does that mean for the people who live there now?
It's sad. It essentially means they're going to have to find a new place to live. There are about 100,000 residents, and they're going to become an entirely diasporic people. I spoke with Christine Zimmerman. She's honorary consul to Kiribati here in Los Angeles. And she says, you know, they're not a wealthy nation and they have so much they have to get done in the limited time they have left.
We must get on with business. And right now the aim is to prepare our country for a migration with dignity so that when they are received by a hosting nation, they're prepared to work and become part of that community and even become beneficial to that community.
That means, in large part, education, which has been a big problem for Kiribati. She's also hoping that they can figure out a way to hold on to their resources as their islands submerge. Kiribati has valuable minerals and also a major share of the global tuna supply in their waters. She thinks there could be a way to share revenue so that their people can have an easier transition.
Marketplace's Jed Kim from our sustainability desk. Thank you very much.
Thank you.